You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at the futures market is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon, Kurt. Hello, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Dave.
It was a interesting day in the soybean pit, Kurt. It was a day where the overnight started out promising, held gains for much of the early going and the open outcry, and then it began to sort of leak like a slow tire, and we finished in the January 5 3/4 lower.
Yeah, failure to see some additional export news sort of slowed the buying enthusiasm down. We'll see what tomorrow's export sales report shows. It's going to be on Friday due to the holiday this week, but they're looking for anywhere, you know, for 400,000 to 600,000 tons, metric tons there to be the equation. Just fears that the Mississippi River is going to continue to lose its water, and that exports through the Gulf is going to slow. We'll have to go up through the Pacific Northwest. A lot of fund liquidations. Fund sold about 2,000 contracts of beans. You know, not a whole lot of dynamic news to give them reason to be a buyer here. Kind of losing the bullish enthusiasm or positive enthusiasm for the moment here. Favorable weather, southern hemisphere. Unwinding spreads. Beans were higher in the early morning trade, everything else lower. And like you mentioned, as the time continued to tick away and through here, corn and wheat gained on the spread mm-hmm. side of the equation also, Dave.
So that is a whole bunch of fundamentals that meant that we traded in, about 12 or 13 cent range as the day wore on, and we have Friday coming, and then we have January 1st just around the corner with fiscal cliff implications. What trader wants not to be home flat on Friday?
Well, yeah, well, you know, seen a lot of lightening up of positions there. We'll see what the first year brings. There's ideas we'll have commodity fund rebalancing. There's some that preparing for the new year, new money coming in, new positions being taken. But it's kind of cautious attitude in through here. It kind of feels like we want to consolidate a little bit. You know, ideas were that the bear had Thanksgiving, the bull could have Christmas, and that did not happen. So we're taking the luster out of the market here and, like you say, waiting for some direction, whether it's South American weather or some leadership out of Washington to take charge.
How come we went counter-seasonal this time? I mean, usually we are rallying into the end of the year.
Well, the big news items is basically the physical cliff. If you go back and look at speculator money coming into the marketplace, speculators have been loaded up on the long side. It seems that a lot of liquidation out of the marketplace. We just ran out of bullish news. Demand destruction in the corn side of the equation. Just a little bit of a cancellation in bean sales to Asia, and a little better weather forecast in the southern hemisphere. It's just a combination of things. Also, too, this feels like the trade's been wore out. It's been that dynamic roller coaster move this year. You know, beans started out the year around $11, looking for lower markets there. Drought hit in South America, sent beans up to $15. Then we saw bigger acres, normal weather forecast. Beans went back down to $13. Then before the drought sat in, we ran straight up like a rocket to $18. Then the physical cliff and a decent start to South America has put beans back down to $14. When you add all that up, that's a huge swing in market, and I think people are kind of glad to take a little downtime here as we prepare to trade a very volatile 2013.
If the crop is made and it proves to be the numbers that USDA suggests, what is the downside risk for soybeans?
Well, it probably will be a type of market where we could see if everything would click on the bearish side, we could probably be seeing the front contract approaching the $12.50 level, and the new crop November beans, slipping down to this $11 area.
So very much still a lot of risk in this market to the downside from 1302.5.
Yeah, we're looking at the momentum's a little bit overdone here. We could have some bounces, but the overall trend is down until we can see some crossover, the moving averages, or some bullish news come into the marketplace or regain investor confidence. It's going to be awful hard to go sharply higher.
So now I'm in a little bit of a quandary. If I am a hedger, knowing that the market is going to deteriorate, knowing that there were already better prices to be had, and maybe I did a little, but maybe I haven't done any. Now I have to either try to start here for a little bit, or I have to be really, really patient, it seems like.
Well, probably a little bit of all of the above. When you pencil in these current price levels, for most producers we visit with, it's still very profitable. So it's not like, doom and gloom. So it's kind of a situation where we feel the downside needs to be protected. Most producers are going to wait till February to see what type of insurance is available, protection-wise, and go that route. Due to the fact that it does help in their mindset to protect price and protect bushels. But in the meantime, in here, we've done a little bit of protecting the downside on paper here until we get to that time window to make sure we just don't erode lower here and hopefully not put, the low end here this spring, early summer, and get everybody bearish, and all of a sudden you'll see another weather phenomenon take place to see the market move to the upside during the last half of the growing season.
Has anybody complained about a lack of a farm bill on the commodity title to you yet?
Well, it's been a concern, but, it's the same old story. I don't know why the American public put up with this. The farm bill is a little bit more complicated than what is led to believe. There's a lot of moving features to the farm bill. The news media has done their job of promoting something that needs to be done. When you watch the nightly news, they're talking $7 for a gallon of milk, Dave.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois.